Chapter 6. A Visit to Charlotte. With Jane gone to London, Elizabeth was getting tired of the company of her mother and sisters. She had promised Charlotte, now Mrs. Collins, that she would visit once Charlotte was settled. Elizabeth decided to make the trip to Hunsford in March. On the way, she stopped in London to visit her aunt and uncle. The Gardiners invited her to travel north with them to the lakes in the summer. Elizabeth agreed with pleasure. The next day, Elizabeth visited the home of Mr. and Mrs. Collins. They were all happy to see each other. Mrs. Collins welcomed her friend with the liveliest pleasure. Elizabeth was glad to be staying for an extended visit. During Elizabeth's stay, Lady Catherine de Bourgh invited them all to dinner at her home. Mr. Collins was delighted. He held her in such high regard that he took it as a great compliment. Lady Catherine was a tall, large woman with strongly marked features. She might once have been handsome. However, she had an air of self-importance, and she made sure her visitors felt their inferior rank. Her daughter was thin and small and seemed unhealthy. Over the following weeks, Elizabeth and the Collinses ate with Lady Catherine several times. Without fail, Lady Catherine was critical of Elizabeth's family and her level of education. Elizabeth, amused by the attention, did not take it to heart. Easter was approaching, and Elizabeth learned that Mr. Darcy would be visiting Lady Catherine. She was curious to see him interact with Lady Catherine's daughter. Mr. Wickham had told her the two families had hoped to see them marry when they grew up. Elizabeth knew that all of Caroline Bingley's efforts would be wasted if Mr. Darcy were to marry Lady Catherine's daughter. She had no particular interest in the marriage, but her dislike of Miss Bingley made her hope to see affection between the two. When Elizabeth saw Mr. Darcy, he asked about her family. She responded, "My older sister Jane has been in London for the past 3 months. Have you not seen her?" She knew perfectly well that he hadn't, but she wanted to see if he knew Jane had been there. She thought he looked a little confused as he answered that he had not seen her. The subject was pursued no further. Elizabeth frequently spent time in the company of Mr. Darcy, as he would visit Lady Catherine or the Collinses' home. Not once did she bring up the subject of Mr. Bingley or her sister. But it happened one day that Mr. Darcy stopped by the Collinses' home, not realizing that Elizabeth was there alone. She took the opportunity to bring up the subject of their hasty departure from Netherfield. "How very suddenly you all left Netherfield last November, Mr. Darcy. Mr. Bingley must have been pleasantly surprised to see you all arrive in London so soon after him. He and his sisters were well, I hope, when you left London." "Perfectly so, I thank you." "I hear that Mr. Bingley has no plans to ever return to Netherfield again." "I have never heard him say so, but probably not." They chatted for a while longer. Mr. Darcy was attentive, but also aloof. When Charlotte arrived home, he left. Charlotte was quite surprised. "What does this mean?" said Charlotte, as soon as he was gone. "My dear Elizabeth, he must be in love with you." Mr. Darcy began to visit frequently, though no one could understand why. It could not be because he enjoyed the company. He often sat without speaking. And when he did speak, it seemed as though he were doing so just to be polite. Mrs. Collins did not know what to make of him. She watched him closely to determine if he was in love with Elizabeth. He did look at Elizabeth often, but Charlotte found it difficult to read his expression when he did. She had once or twice suggested to Elizabeth the possibility of his being partial to her, but Elizabeth always laughed at the idea. More than once, Elizabeth happened to meet Mr. Darcy while out walking in the park. The first time it happened, she told him that it was a favorite spot of hers, thinking that he would avoid it in the future. But they happened to meet there a second time, and then a third. He never said a great deal, and Elizabeth made little effort to talk much either. But it struck her that he typically asked odd, unconnected questions. He would ask about her stay, or of her love of walks, or of her opinion of the Collins' happiness. Elizabeth was puzzled by the attention.